Drawing Nigh to God. Words from Jesus. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let anyone who hears this say, Come. Let anyone who is thirsty, come. Let anyone who desires, drink freely from the water of life. Revelation 22:17. Come to me when you are weary and loaded down with heavy burdens. And receive my promised rest. Lay your head on my shoulder, and let me comfort you. Learn to bring all your burdens and cares to me, so that I can help you. Because the load and the burden are more than you are able to bear on your own. I promise you that I will always be there. The burden will never be more than you can bear, for we will carry them together. When I walked on earth, sometimes my body felt like it couldn't take another step. I was tired and weary, and sometimes I just wanted to sleep. But at those times when I couldn't do that, I looked to my Father and asked specifically for patience and strength. He always gave it to me, and I was able to accomplish my mission. You need to see each challenge you face for what it is. A test, a workout to strengthen your muscles and build your energy levels so that you'll be strengthened to run and win the race that is set before you. I know it's tough. But you've got to get over each hurdle you face. Although I could spare you from it, that wouldn't help you in the long run. You have the power of my Spirit to strengthen you when the load gets heavy. As you fight through the challenges, you gain experience and strength, and your faith grows. So don't despair or get discouraged when you face challenges. But see them as opportunities for growth. I know it's hard to keep plodding along when at times the things you are facing seem pointless or futile, or like little progress is being made. Be patient, my love, and trust that there's a purpose in everything you experience. I know your heart, and I see your longing for my will in your life. And I will reward you for your faithfulness with more than you can now comprehend. My calling for you and vision for your life is so much more than you can fathom, so much more wonderful than you could wish for. But it takes a step of faith to trust that what you cannot see is planned by me. And that I will not let harm come to you, but rather, my plans for your life are to prosper you. If you depend on me and my righteousness, I will impart quietness of spirit and peace of mind and heart to you, no matter what you face. Seek my face. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Proverbs 4:18. Come to me early in the morning and commune with me. Make it a habit to quietly listen and take instruction. Taking that time will strengthen and renew you for the day. look to me, and live each day as if it were your last day on earth, loving and caring for others. As a sculptor who has wrought long and labored with every ounce of his strength, who has poured his heart and soul and mind into his life work, his masterpiece that expresses his very being, even so have I worked on you. I have patiently chiseled and shaved, a little here and a bit there, pouring my essence into you. I am continuously shaping you, gently sometimes, and tapping harder when necessary, but always in love and for a purpose, that you will become a reflection of my heart and my spirit, that you might be an expression of my love and joy. I cherish you and guard you, for you are my treasure, far beyond earthly value, and inextricably bonded to my heart forever. Keep your eyes fixed on me, for in so doing, you will see what you are to become as my image bearer. You are a part of me. You are my expression of love to the world, even as I came to earth as an expression of my Father's love to you. My word scintillates in your mind and heart, and my love shines through you. If you could see the end of the road, you wouldn't flinch at the challenges you face on earth. But though you can't see the end of the road, for I have hidden that from you, if you take the time to look at the future in my word, then you will be able to see things more through the eyes of faith. You will know that your future is a bright one. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb means that through the shedding of my blood, through my forgiveness, which heals and cleanses, and through the power you receive from my Spirit when you rely on me, even in spite of your sins, you can overcome all things. I have chosen you to be my vessel, and with my infilling, my Holy Spirit working and moving in you, you become an instrument of my power, and you can do whatever you're called to do. Your future is secure within my hands. Your future is bright and beautiful, for you have chosen it to be so. By choosing to follow me, by choosing to yield your life to my will for you, you are enhancing the prospects of your future. Resting in my presence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, 5 and 9. Come to me and rest in my loving presence. You know that this day will bring difficulties, and you are trying to think your way through these trials. As you anticipate what is ahead of you, you forget that I am with you, now and always. Rehearsing your troubles results in experiencing them many times, whereas you are meant to go through them only when they actually occur. Do not multiply your suffering in this way. Instead, come to me and relax in my peace. I will strengthen you and prepare you for this day, transforming your fear into confident trust. My face is shining upon you, beaming out peace that transcends understanding. You are surrounded by a sea of problems, but you are face to face with me, your peace. As long as you focus on me, you are safe. If you gaze too long at the myriad problems around you, you will sink under the weight of your burdens. When you start to sink, simply call out, "Help me, Jesus," and I will lift you up. The closer you live to me, the safer you are. Circumstances around you are undulating, and there are treacherous-looking waves in the distance. Fix your eyes on me, the one who never changes. By the time those waves reach you, they will have shrunk to proportions of my design. I am always beside you, helping you face today's waves. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.